From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Senate has confirmed the CIA's first female director. AP's Sagar Magani reporting.
Gina Haspel's confirmation process revived one of the CIA's darkest periods, since she supervised a post-9/11 covert site where terror detainees were harshly interrogated. Opponents said that made her unfit to run the agency.
The ayes are 54. The nays are 45.
The vote split both parties, with six Democrats joining all but two Republicans in confirming Haspel. John McCain was absent as he battles brain cancer at home, but had said Haspel disqualified herself by refusing to say torture is immoral. She did pledge a CIA under her leadership would not reinstate a torture program. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump responded to questions being raised about whether North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will cancel the planned June 12th summit with Mr. Trump.
We'll see what happens. We are dealing with them now. We may have the meeting. We may not have the meeting. If we don't have it, that will be very interesting. We'll see what happens.
Mr. Trump surmised any change of tone this week by North Korea about the summit in Singapore could be the result of a recent second meeting between Kim and Chinese President Xi Jinping. U.S. prosecutors have determined if President Trump is accused of wrongdoing, he would not be indicted in the year-old investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and whether he obstructed justice to thwart the probe. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, told Fox News he received assurances from the special counsel's office. This is VOA News. President Trump has defended his use of the word animals to describe some immigrants, such as members of the MS-13 gang, who enter the U.S. illegally.
When the MS-13 comes in, when the other gang members come into our country, I refer to them as animals. And guess what? I always will.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded on Twitter to the president, saying when all of our great-great-grandparents came to America, they weren't animals. These people aren't either, he says. The Mexico Foreign Ministry sent an official letter, a diplomatic letter, to the U.S. State Department complaining that President Trump's comments were absolutely unacceptable. Foreign Ministry also released a statement saying such comments create a difficult climate for Mexicans who are living in the United States. President Trump and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg met in Washington amid conflicts between the U.S. and its European allies. Mr. Trump last week rebuffed opposition from European leaders and withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 International Accord curbing Iran's nuclear weapons program. In addition, President Trump has imposed tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum imports, including Europe, although he later exempted the 28-nation European Union until June the 1st. Early in his presidency, Mr. Trump had been a vocal critic of NATO. A volcano on Hawaii's Big Island erupted anew with little sound and rather modest fury, though spewing a huge amount of ash about 9,100 meters into the sky, began raining down on nearby towns. AP's Sophia Yan reporting now from Hawaii.
Residents say that the ash is already reaching as far as 30 miles away. I talked to one man who lives in Hilo, about a half-hour drive or so from the volcano, and he's already experiencing itchy, watery eyes, labored breathing, skin irritation. Officials are recommending people to stay inside, to roll up their windows. Local county officials are also making some ash masks available for people who live in the area so that they can protect their own breathing from volcanic ash.
Geologists have warned the volcano could become even more violent with increasing ash production, and the potential that future blasts could hurl boulder size of cows from the summit at the top of the mountain. China has launched its first privately developed rocket from a launch pad in the northwestern part of the country. Since taking office in 2012, Chinese President Xi Jinping has made becoming a spaceflight superpower a top priority. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA.